Welcome to the Sounds of Faith Gospel broadcast from the Faith Baptist Church of Shelby, North Carolina, with your host, Pastor J. Barry Goodman, and Associate Johnny Owens. We pray that the next few minutes of old-fashioned preaching and inspiring music will exalt the Savior, encourage the saints, and evangelize the sinner. Stay tuned for the Sounds of Faith.
Well, greetings, dear radio friend, and welcome to this Friday edition of the Sounds of Faith radio broadcast. Amen. Glad to have you along with us, and we are looking forward as we try to wrap up another broadcast week in the music, and then, of course, in the thought we've had in the Word of God. We'll try to wrap all that up today, God being willing, and hope that you'll stay with us for the next 30 minutes of good singing and the thought from God's infallible Word. Of course, we'll have our truth for today and also prayer time, as we always do, and we hope that you'll join us in those times, particularly prayer time. Amen. Well, let's get right into it, and we'll hear a good song from, well, actually we're going to hear two today from the Sounds of Faith. Amen. I know a lot of you like that quartet harmony, at quartet style music, and we're going to hear two from them. One here right now, which says, "Let the redeemed of the Lord say so." Amen.
God's church is like an unquenchable fire. Who can stand against an unconquering power? Not the gates of hell or no other foe. So let the redeemed of the Lord say so.
Let the redeemed of the Lord say so.
Salvation has come
down to your soul.
Down to your soul.
Let's shout it out.
Let's shout it out.
So the world may know. Let the redeemed.
Let the redeemed of the Lord say so.
What a joy to know we've been born again. How can we be silent when the Lord moves in? Lord, fill our cups until they overflow, and let the redeemed of the Lord say so.
Let the redeemed.
Let the redeemed of the Lord say so.
Soul.
Let's shout it out.
Let's shout it out.
So the world may know.
So the world may know.
Let the redeemed.
Let the redeemed.
Oh, let the redeemed.
Oh, let the redeemed of the Lord say so.
Yes, amen. Well, you know what? The Bible says something about the rock crying out for us. Amen. I don't want a rock crying out for me. Amen. I want to give God the praise that he deserves. Amen. I know I don't do it all the time like I should, but you know what? He's still worthy. He's still worthy. Amen. Well, that's the Sounds of Faith. Amen. Well, let's see here. I tell you what, I hope you can come and visit with us now, just a couple days away. Actually, day after tomorrow is the Lord's Day, Sunday. Amen. And Mother's Day, I think. That's right. Mother's Day. And we're excited about that. Of course, my mom's in heaven, and I'm excited for her. Amen. And of course, we'll have worship, and of course, Sunday school begins at 10 o'clock, and then worship at 11, then 6 o'clock in the evening service, and then on Wednesday night prayer meeting time at 7 o'clock. We'd love to have you come for any of these services. We're right on the corner of Highway 18 South out of Shelby, about 5 miles, and the caution light there at 180, where it comes in south of Shelby, only about 2.2 miles from the South Carolina state line. Amen. Come on by and pay us a visit. And if you like old-fashioned singing like you hear on the broadcast, you don't mind preaching from the King James Bible, amen, and we'd love to have you come and visit. Amen. Well, here's that young, that new trio that we heard back when was it? On Wednesday, I think it was. But they're going to sing another one for us. Said, hey, God's been good. Amen. And this is so, so true. I believe you'll know that for sure. Amen. Wasn't that great? Amen. I tell you, it's true. God has been good. Amen. Well, and our truth for today, and I will draw your attention to the, I just had it right here before me. Amen. That's not the one that I want right there. Amen. Here we go. Here we go. And, let's just do John 3:3, amen. A lot of good stuff comes out of John 3:3, amen. The Bible says, Jesus answered and said unto him, being Nicodemus, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. You know, what the world needs is not only born leaders, but born again leaders. Oh, you can be born again. You know, hey, you can be born again, but you know what? You must be born again to see the kingdom of God. Amen. Here's another one. Goes right along with it. Matter of fact, it uses the same verse. Amen. What good would it do to refine man if he's not regenerated. The heart of man, as well as the head of man, must be reached. You know, culture may polish up a man, but only Christ can really cleanse him. Oh, what a great truth, double truth today from that one little verse, John 3:3. Amen. Amen. Well, we invite you to join us for a time of prayer as we pray to our Heavenly Father. Our blessed Heavenly Father, we bow before you today, asking you, dear Lord, to forgive us of our sins, whether in thought, word, or deed today, whether in omission or commission. Lord, I pray you cleanse our heart. I pray, Lord, I want to say thank you for your blessings. Thank you for the answers to our prayers already. Many of them, God, you've already answered, and we're thankful. God, not that you just hear, you don't just hear our prayer, but you do answer. God, you manifest yourself in the midst of our petitions. And Father, we're thankful today for that. And Lord, I pray today that you touch those that are listening. God, those that are praying along with us here on prayer time. Lord, you know you hear their needs. God, you know their hearts. God, give them, God, what they need, I pray. God, if you can find it in your will, God, touch that one that may be suffering from a dreaded disease. God, if you can get glory from their healing, I pray it'll be so today. God, I pray that you'd help us as we continue on the broadcast time today, as we wrap up another day, another week, here on the Sounds of Faith. We count this as a real joy, a real privilege, God, to be able to broadcast here on this good radio station, and then again also on the world wide, or the internet as they call it now. I pray, God, that you'd help us as we continue on. Strengthen us, keep the doors open. I pray, God, you even enlarge our coast. Now, we'd love to get on an FM station somewhere, and I would love to do that. And we're praying about that. I pray that God will open up doors and provide the need of the hour to do that. Thank you again for all that you've done. In Jesus' name, I do pray. Amen and amen. Amen. Well, we thank God for the sweet time of prayer, and we appreciate that. Amen. Listen, I told you we're going to hear two from the Sounds of Faith today, and here comes up the second one here, and I like this song. It just ain't long enough, and the song is The Sweetest Words I Ever Heard. Amen. Was what? I Forgive. Amen.
Like the woman brought to Jesus who was taken in her sin, I'm so ashamed of what I'd done and where I had been. Justice called payment, that was more than I could give. But mercy smiled upon me saying, I forgive. Those sweetest words he never said were, I forgive. That sin was wiped away and I could live. Well, like the heart we're told about, a mansion he would give. But the sweetest words he ever said were, I forgive.
Well, if you're tired of living with the wrong that you have done, come on home to Jesus, you know he's a cleansing one. In his arms he'll hold you, you've just begun to live. When you hear him gently whisper, I forgive. Oh, the sweetest words he ever said were, I forgive. That sin was wiped away and I could live. Well, like the farmer told about the mansion he would give. But the sweetest words he ever said were, I forgive. Oh, like the farmer told about the mansion he would give. But the sweetest words he ever said were, I forgive.
Yes, amen. Hey, that's good, isn't it? I told you it just wasn't long enough. Amen. Well, here's Miss Tammy Carter, amen, with the rest of the adult choir singing for you today. And we'll see how the time goes. We may squeeze one more in here, but we'll see. And this is Jesus is precious to me. Amen.
When I feel disheartened, forsaken, forgotten, Jesus is precious to me. In every condition, He is my physician. Jesus is precious to me.
I'm glad He is precious. Amen. Well, instead of squeezing another song, we'll use this extra minute or so for your benefit, that of you that may not have heard the broadcast every day this week. We'll go back and review these things. We've been preaching out of Hebrews 9 and 10, Christ for us. He appears as characters in these two chapters. There's 15 characters that we've been looking at, most of them. We were down to the last three today, that Jesus appears for our benefit. Now, I'll just give you the reference. I won't try to read all the references until we get to the three that we have not dealt with this week. But we have looked at, He is our propitiation to atone. Hebrews 9 in verse number 12. He's our, as the purifier, to cleanse in verse 14 of chapter 9, as mediator to act in chapter number 9, verse 15, then as priest to represent in chapter 9, verse 24, then verse 26 of chapter 9, we see he is the sin remover to bless, and our substitute to suffer in verse number 28. Then in chapter number 8, 9, the last one in chapter 9 was he appears as Savior to deliver. And that is in verse number 28, I said, of chapter number 9. Then we got into chapter number 10, and as the willing one in obedience, chapter 10, verse 5 through 9, we read those verses. And then that was on Wednesday. Then we notice also he's a sanctifier to separate, chapter 10, verse 10. Then as sin offering to save, chapter 10, verse 11 and verse 12. And then on Thursday we added the exalted man in glory in verse number 12 of chapter number 10. And then the last one on yesterday was, he is the expectant one to triumph in chapter number 10 and verse number 11. Then we come to today's three that we are going to conclude these chapter number 10. But first we'll look at him as the perfecter of his people. We see that in chapter number 10. Look at verse number 14. For by one offering he hath perfected forever them that are sanctified. By one offering, what offering, Brother John? The offering of himself. The offering up of himself. And in that, in chapter number 9, he says that he's come to put away sin in verse 26, and he says that by the sacrifice of himself, he's made it possible. Now, perfection in the King James Bible bears the meaning of completion or maturity. And it certainly doesn't mean that one doesn't sin. And, of course, now I do believe that the nature that we have in the Lord Jesus doesn't sin. Oh, no. Now, our flesh does. The carnal man, the Adamic nature, the first Adam in us does sin. But in Christ Jesus, we're perfected and we're perfect in Christ Jesus and in him alone, not in our own self. No, no, no. Now, don't go out and say I said something I didn't say. I didn't say we were perfect. I didn't say we're perfect. I said in Christ Jesus, we are perfect. But in ourself, we are still sin every day. But we see here the perfecter of these people in chapter number 10, verse number 14. Then look at verse 19 and 20 of this chapter 10 of Hebrews. The Bible says here in verse number 19, having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiness by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way, which he hath consecrated for us through the veil. That is to say, he is flesh. Oh, friend, today I see in those two verses, Christ as the forerunner to procure. Hey, the forerunner, is Larry Brown from North Augusta, who's in heaven today. He preached a message on, and I don't know what the title of the message was, but part of that message was how Christ scouts the trail. Hey, he goes before us, and he makes a way where there is no way. He guides and guards against the snares and the pitfalls of Satan. I'm glad he is our forerunner. You know why I can face tomorrow? Because God's already there. You know why I can deal with the trial that I may not even be aware of yet? Is because Christ is already there. God is always already there. Oh, friend, you can walk another mile because God is ahead of you. You listen. If we're a follower of Jesus Christ, that means He's ahead of you. If you're following somebody, then they're ahead of you, and you're walking behind them. And boy, I tell you what, we ought to try to step in His steps every day. Try to walk in His walk every day. Hey, as He blazed the trail for you and I to live our life on a daily basis, according to the Word of God, He is our forerunner to procure. And then lastly, we see in chapter number 10 and verse number 21, having a high priest. A high priest. Now, Brother Johnny, didn't we just cover a priest back on Tuesday? Yes, we did. He as a priest to represent. Now we see him as a high priest also to represent. What was the duty or the occupation, should I say? What was the task of the high priest? Well, he was to make sacrifice, and he was a go-between between the people and between God. And that high priest would take that blood of that lamb or whatever sacrifice had been offered, and he would take that blood into the holy of holies and put it on the mercy seat. And boy, I tell you what, if Christ, if God accepted that offering, boy, then the people would rejoice, and the priest would come out alive. But did you know that there were bales on the bottom of the robe of the high priest? And as long as the people could hear those bales moving and ringing, even when he went in, but in the very presence of Almighty God, oh, they knew that that God was accepting that sacrifice. But you know what? They tied a rope to that priest's leg. And every time he went in, if God did not receive that sacrifice, if there was some reason that he did not, that priest would be struck dead. And anyone that would enter in there would be struck dead as well. So they'd have to pull that priest out by that rope. Oh, listen, I'm glad, my high priest in Jesus didn't have a rope tied to his foot, Lord. Hey, no. Hey, don't have to have bells ringing on the robe, amen, because He's perfect. He is the righteous one. He's the only one worthy, according to the book of Revelation, to open the book. only the Lamb is worthy. Well, I tell you, I hope you've enjoyed this little walk through, our journey through these couple chapters of this great book of the book of Hebrews. Hebrews chapter number 9 and chapter number 10. Now, Lord willing, unless God just completely changes my mind, we're going to stay, we're going to deal with Christ for us in four other aspects, maybe on Monday through Friday of next week. Now, I don't know, don't hold me to it. I just know how I'm praying about that, but I've already been doing a little study, and I think it will be helpful to us and be beneficial to us to continue on and to see four aspects of Christ. I'll just give them to you. Hey, Christ is beneath the believer. Christ is before the believer. Christ is behind the believer. And Christ is beside the believer. And we'll try to go down that road next week. But until then, God bless you. Hey, don't forget about the house of God. Come by and pay us a visit. Amen. Until Monday, God bless you is our prayer. Keep listening for the sounds of faith.
We pray you've been blessed by today's program. You may contact us at Faith Baptist Church, Shelby, North Carolina, or at fbcofshelby.org. Thank you, and keep listening for the sounds of faith.